This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The fifth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly began at the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. This was the first sitting of the special session this year and will run for 2 days. In his address, Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak highlighted inclusive development, democratic governance and infrastructure growth. He also expressed gratitude to the Government of India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting projects worth over ₹5,100 crore and launching the GST Bachat Utsav. The Governor noted that the state's GDP has grown 2.6 times over the past decade, with a five-fold increase in state resources. Key initiatives include expansion of Doni Polo Airport, national highways, rural roads and the Vibrant Villages program. He declared 2025-26 as the year of human capital. Three bills were introduced in the first day of the fifth session, including the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board Amendment Bill 2026, introduced by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, the Arunachal Pradesh Panchayati Raj Amendment Bill 2026, introduced by Panchayati Raj Minister Ojingta Singh, and the Arunachal Pradesh Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Kento Jini. Earlier before starting, the Assembly observed 2 minutes silence, paying tribute to former MLAs and leaders who recently passed away. In the afternoon session, CM Pema Khandu said a new committee has been formed for verification of the irregularities regarding the compensation of Lada Sarli Frontier Highway. Answering MLA Kumar Y's queries put forward in the zero hour of the session, Mr. Khandu said the committee will submit its report soon and based on that, the rightful owners whose names were missing from the previous list will be duly compensated. Similarly, the ones who received overcompensation will have to pay the state government back. Replying to charges of growing corruption in the state, the CM said the Anti-Corruption Bureau has made 142 arrests since 2016 and no one, irrespective of their stature, will be spared if found guilty of corruption charges. The last rites of late Chow Chik Seng Manpang were performed today at Namsai with full honours. The solemn ceremony included traditional death rites and ceremonial gunshots as a mark of respect for the departed soul. Late Chow Chik Seng Manpang of Manphai Seng Village, Namsai District, who was serving as head constable at Roing Police Station, who lost his life reportedly after being attacked by a tiger at the Mayodhya area of Lower Dibang Valley District while returning to Roing after discharging his official duties at Anini. He is survived by his wife, 3 daughters and 1 son. C.R. Khampa, D.C. Namsai, Sangye Thinle, S.P. Namsai and Pujam Buchi, D.S.P. Roing, paid their last respects and expressed their condolences to the bereaved family. Relatives, locals, police officials and IRBN officials were also present and paid their tributes. President Draupadi Murmu has revoked the president rule in Manipur with effect from today. The president's rule was imposed in Manipur on 13 February last year. The Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. Meanwhile, BJP Manipur Legislature Party leader Yumnam Khemchand Singh took oath as the Chief Minister of Manipur. Additionally, Nemcha Kipchen and Losi Diko were sworn in as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. On the occasion of World Cancer Day today, Mera Yuva Bharat, Papumpare under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India, organized an awareness and outreach program at the Department of Oncology, Tomoreba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan. It aimed to spread awareness about cancer prevention, early detection and compassionate care. A special interactive awareness session was conducted by Dr. Sam Searing, radiological oncologist. As a gesture of solidarity and encouragement, apples were distributed to cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy and palliative care at the oncology department. An awareness program under the PM Vishwakarma scheme was organized at District Industries Center Hall, Daporijo in Upper Subansiri District today. It was organized by the Office of the Branch MSME Itanagar in collaboration with the Department of Industries and Numhi Foundation. Over 100 artisans, craftsmen and beneficiaries from across the district participated. DC Lower Subansiri District Oli Perme convened a preparatory meeting at District Secretariat Zero to review and plan arrangements for the forthcoming 40th Statehood Day celebration. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.